This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. It would be an overstatement to say that Iraq is quiet today. Some fighting has continued even after a ceasefire declaration. But that declaration from a Shiite Muslim leader raised the possibility of ending much of the violence of the past week. Muqtada al-Sadr said he was ordering his militia forces off the streets of the southern city of Basra. That's where fighting between militia groups and Iraqi government forces has left hundreds of people dead.
In imposing a ceasefire, Sadr is demanding the release of his own men from government custody and that the government stop targeting his militia. Joining us now from Baghdad's Sadr city, where fighting over the last few days has been fierce, is NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. Hello.
Hello.
Now, what is the scene like there in Sadr city this morning? I mean, is it indeed quiet?
There is still a sort of a curfew in effect. To get in and out of Sadr city, you have to go by foot. You can't bring cars in or out of the city. It's still surrounded by Iraqi army and U.S. forces. However, once you make your way in, the streets are very full. There is still some tension here. As we were coming into the city, a roadside bomb exploded, apparently targeting American forces. An Iraqi army officer said over the last few days the fighting has been extremely fierce, that the Americans have been taking the lead in this fighting. And he complained quite bitterly about the fact that the Iraqi police inside Sadr city had been collaborating with the Mehdi army. And he also complained that the Iraqi army felt outmanned and outgunned in the fight here. So that gives you a little bit of a picture of what the fighting coming into these days was like.
So the police, as you say, sided with Muqtada al-Sadr's forces.
Well, what we're hearing is that the police basically abandoned their posts. They didn't exactly fight for or against the Mehdi army. But I think, just so you realize a little bit of the complications here in Sadr city, we were escorted into the Sadr office by a police vehicle. And as we were commenting on the roadside bomb that exploded, I said to one of the policemen, well, I hope you know where they are. And they laughed jovially and said, yes, we know where they all are, so don't worry, nothing will be targeting us, which, again, I think gives you an idea of how the police inside Sadr city have been operating over the past 6 days of fighting.
How are the people faring, though, there in Sadr city after all this fighting?
Well, people have been holed up in their houses for the 6 days that this operation had lasted. And what we're seeing today is that people are thronging the streets, and the bridge that takes you out of Sadr city is completely jam-packed with people, people who were caught outside of Sadr city when the fighting began and haven't been able to come home and see how their families have fared, and people trying to get out to work, out to get supplies. So we're seeing literally hundreds of people moving back and forth over this bridge, which is now in the control of the Iraqi army and U.S. forces. The people that I spoke to said that it had been extremely tense over the past 6 days. They were running out of water. They were running out of food. Electricity had been cut off. That has all been restored now. But the general sense is of relief that, you know, that these 6 days of fighting are over and that it is pretty much back to normal right now. Although, of course, again, Sadr city is completely encircled and no cars are allowed to go in and out of this area.
So are the people you're talking to seeing this as a victory, these last few days of fighting leading to this truce?
We came to the head of the political office of the Sadr block here in Sadr city, where I am right now, and they immediately started handing out candy to us, and they said that we are celebrating our great victory over Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The Sadrists here are certainly portraying this as something that they've won, a battle that they've won. And there is something to be said for that. I think over the past 6 days, we've seen Nouri al-Maliki really have to defend his actions in Basra, in Baghdad. The Iraqi security forces did not do as well as expected, and there had to be this political negotiation, this political solution out of this fight. And it seems that the Iraqi government had to make some serious concessions to get Muqtada al-Sadr, Mehdi army, to stand down. Here in Sadr city, we are seeing that there isn't Mehdi army members on the streets. I have not seen armed militia members roaming around. So for the moment, it does seem that the fighting has essentially stopped.
Lourdes, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro speaking to us from Sadr city in Baghdad.